One of Revelstoke's most popular mountains for Nordic skiing and cycling has reappeared on the map for BC's lumber licensee, raising questions of how recreationists' favorite routes could be impacted. Within the last year, BC Timber Sales, BCTS, issued a forestry operations map outlining plans for Mount McPherson, home to the Revelstoke Nordic Ski Club, Arensk, and various Revelstoke Cycling Association trails. Currently, several dozen hectares in the Wetask MT McPherson area are licensed for cut blocks, while several hectares more are mapped for retention areas and roads. This includes sections near Dusty Beaver and the Subalpine Lake on the northern slopes, and southern sections closer to Stimulus and Moth Pit Access Road. Operations are indicated to run until 2027, and all six cut block licenses have a planned development date of last January 15. In a statement to Black Press Media, the Ministry of Forests said one of its recent licenses was auctioned last spring and will be harvested this fall or winter. Another license currently sits in the development stage, slated for auction next summer. During the planning of both licenses, professional foresters carried out terrain stability assessments to determine recommendations and best management practices, the ministry said, adding that the licenses fall outside core Southern Mountain caribou habitat. BCTS must also abide by the Mount McPherson Recreation Order by not using motorized vehicles in the area from November 1 to April 15 each year. Some temporary roads have been built to support upcoming logging operations as part of the auctioned license, the ministry added. The development of all licenses has incorporated consultation with local recreation groups. WildSight previously engaged BCTS in 2022 when similar swaths of McPherson's forest were mapped, raising concerns about biodiversity and recreation alike. Rhianne Harvey, Revelstoke's branch manager for WildSight, said BCTS has responded to the environmental organization regarding the proposed logging tenure. She added that since the forestry operations map was released, BCTS shared that it's removed some planned sites from the map, which is good news. This includes two parcels of forest around McPherson's Fingers ski touring area, which Harvey said would have been decimated if not removed from the proposal. I was pleased that they responded to us and heard our concerns, she said. For WildSight, logging in the McPherson area raises concerns for preserving riparian habitat and maintaining water quality of streamflow into the Columbia River. In particular, Harvey said issues have arisen of existing cut blocks near ski and biking trails rendering younger growth trees more exposed to the elements, resulting in windfall that in certain cases has obstructed routes. South and west of Beaver Lake is one section of the McPherson network that Harvey explained BCTS's proposed cut blocks could impact. Back in 2015 and 2016, a petition to suspend logging around McPherson until a publicly acceptable solution was determined gained 2,718 supporters. A Save Mount McPherson Facebook group also arose in the last decade out of protest against resource extraction on the lands. People don't want to be cycling through a cut block, Harvey added. If we think about the time we spend in the forest, this is quite a high-value area. BCTS recently came under wider scrutiny in a report, penned by environmentalists including David Suzuki, for not prioritizing environmental stewardship. Read Black Press Media's recent coverage. On the other hand, RNSC has worked with BCTS since the early 1990s to ensure coexistence between forestry and recreation. General Manager Amanda Cockburn explained by email that RNSC's trail network was built in an actively managed forest from the beginning, and that selective logging remains important. Hemlocks in the area are more vulnerable to windfall, while Douglas firs are damaged by beetles, making it crucial to remove affected trees. As a recreational organization that depends on the health of the forest, RNSC values sustainable land management, she said. We believe that caring for our natural surroundings is essential to preserving the trails for future generations. Cockburn also noted that all BCTS's logging proposals for the area contain contractual provisions to protect the network if damage occurs, and that seasonal restrictions ensure logging doesn't interfere with winter recreation. The RNSC will continue to communicate with all stakeholders and work with BCTS to maintain safe, enjoyable access to the Mount McPherson Trail Network, Cockburn added.